What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Without honor, victory is hollow. I had to start the commentary like we always do by reading that, but now I want to shame Molly because
today
is the day Hamilton came out and she was just talking away.
I'm excited to watch it. I've never seen it.
We had to restart the recording because it started and Molly was still like, Hamilton, Hamilton, Hamilton.
Well, I was looking to see how long it was and I was like, wow, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anyways. Star Wars.
Talk about something that's been on Disney Plus for a while.
I keep saying this, I feel like, but like the Citadel would be such a cool video game level.
It really would. If they had.
It kind of reminds me of Kessel, just like how it looks. But
it's stuff like this that makes me wish Battlefront 2 continued to get support. Like if they had actually gotten to do some non-movie stuff, this would be so cool.
Yeah.
I like his hair.
Super high pony.
Yeah. I think I'd like that. It's getting too hot for hair.
Yeah. I chopped all my hair off about a year ago and now I'm trying to grow it back out, but yeah, it is hot and we're in quarantine and I could just wear wigs and shave my head.
I was reading some of the behind the scenes for this episode and they wanted this planet to have more of like a sulfuric lava look than Mustafar, but it's still supposed to be a lava planet, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like obvious. Something terrible happened there since the planet's been ripped in half. But I wonder if that was before or after the Citadel was put there. Like
the fact that it's like half a planet.
Yeah. I wonder if they chose to put the Citadel there because it's so messed up already.
You'd think that would make the planet very unstable.
Yeah.
I guess it is with all the sulfuric lava, but you'd think they would move the Citadel.
Right. Or maybe they chose it because it was so messed up and it'll make it even harder to escape. I wonder if if they got those codes eventually and that's what led to. Oh, well, I guess they technically do get the codes at the end of this episode because Palpatine gets them. But I wonder if this is what leads to the beginning of Revenge of the Sith.
I twitch. Yeah. I just noticed that.
But Revenge of the Sith kicks off with a surprise attack on Coruscant. So I wonder if that's what these codes are for. Piggyback ride for Tarkin.
Yay! I remember watching this for the first time and being like, do you think Tarkin ever leaned over to Vader and was like, do you remember that time you gave me a piggyback ride down a cliff?
And they should still do that. Like,
everyone should get piggyback rides from Vader. He's got robotic legs.
Vader with robot legs, he could go for hours. This feels like the episode where we get to see Cody do the most. He doesn't get as much time to shine as Rex.
Mm. Is that Stas Ali?
No, that one's Adi Gallia.
Adi Gallia, yeah. I always get those two mixed up.
Yeah, well, it's because they were originally just going to recast her, and then...
Yeah.
There's, like, a number of different Jedi that popped up because they were just recast, and they were like, eh, we'll just make him new Jedi.
Yeah. It's like Captain Typho was like, they wanted to keep Panaka, but I think the actor didn't want to go on for
right.
another movie, so made a new character.
Yeah, I like the Anakin. It almost sounds like he's going to say the right thing, where he's like, we're not soldiers. We shouldn't be doing this. But he's like, we're not soldiers. The code restricts us. We should be more violent.
Yeah, he's like, all the things that Tarkin says to him in this arc kind of allow him to be like, you know, he's kind of right.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
That's an interesting point too, like how much sway do the Jedi have over the army? I mean, I guess they're generals at this point, so it's like, could Peel affect Tarkin's career in any way? I guess he could.
Obi-Wan's like, stop flirting, you guys.
Yeah.
You think Master Peel has really good hearing?
He should. How did you feel about this scene?
How did you feel?
I'm just wondering how... I mean, I never really like to see the Jedi killing animals. But I'm wondering how...
I mean,
far the pupper aspect takes you. Because they're scary puppers.
Don't look like puppers. They look like hyenas.
Yeah.
With like giant teeth, so I'm okay with it, I guess. I mean, I never feel like on-camera killings of animals, I never feel great about it, but...
I'm the same way, which, like, it's kind of surprises me how much I love Fallen Order, because it's a lot of animals.
Constantly killing... Well, they're, like, monster animals.
Yeah.
Look at those flips. They have, like, one giant bottom tooth.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That red shirt clone just, like...
Just...
Doomed Alderaan.
That could have been it for Tarkin.
That's the old Lion King move.
I know. I bet they did that on purpose. Man. Peel is...
He's cool.
Quite the fighter.
You might be able to hear Pippin, who has awoken and decided to scream into the void. And knock hands off of our counters. Okay, thanks, Pippin.
He's been fed. He's gonna knock my water bottle over.
Pippin, you're ruining the most important part. I don't know what I would do if I were in Ahsoka's position right now. As in, like, oh, I don't think I can remember all of this if you were to just tell it to me one time.
I know. Maybe that's part of the Jedi training, having a really good memory.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just, like, one sentence. What?
It's supposed to be, like, coordinates, I think, which I assume would be very complex.
Yeah.
And have some crazy numbers.
I just realized his whole squad of droids have the yellow and purple color scheme.
Yeah. I think that's, like, just the Citadel. Colors. Let's just gently dump him in the lava.
Right? Like, I want to know what the normal protocol for if a Jedi dies on a mission. Are you supposed to take him back to the temple and have, like, a pyre?
That's probably funeral? Ideal. Yeah, like Qui-Gon.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably like, oh, we can burn him here.
Yeah. But, like, at this point, they can't just carry around his body and escape.
I mean, he's not that heavy.
True. Yeah, that planet looks like somebody took a giant bite out of a gumball. Oh my gosh. If you can still hear our cat, apologies.
Just has a lot to say today. I Maybe he'll just come join the commentary. This is his favorite episode.
He's mourning Peel.
Wonder what this planet was like before it got ripped apart. Like, it still looks like a mess.
There he is. Tell us how you really feel, Pippin. He's...
I took a quick break to appease Pippin so he would stop meowing into the microphones.
Yes.
CC Dean doesn't get to do a whole lot in the Clone Wars either.
Yeah, and then he goes out like a busta.
Every time the Staps get brought in, it's like they just, the Jedi take over. Like, it's never a good idea for the Separatists to bring them into the game.
Right.
The Jedi just hop on, and they blow everybody up. Again, almost took care of Tarkin.
Back with more to say.
How do those crab droids get there?
On a ship?
Oh, they were like crawling over the edge of the island. Now they're just stuck there.
Well, they live there now.
I always liked the Venator hangar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pippin. Look how little he is.
And And there's a spot on the council for Anakin to sit in, but not as a master. I like that. I guess he, like, clearly he didn't, but he's like, the Force put her where she needed to be.
Yeah. Anakin's like, the Chancellor already loves me, dude.
Yeah. Excuse you, I don't need you. It's the whole point of the show.
Yep.
He already did it, guys. Thank you guys for watching and listening along with us and our pets. I apologize for them. Thank you for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.